evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 10/14/2021. Let's just take a moment right here one more time. Lord Jesus, will you come and touch Brother Steve Quayle at his home? Will you touch him and even give him additional anointing, Lord? Lord, will you provide him with medical miracles and restore him back to full health and ability? Steve has been doing better, but Lord, I want you just to give him another measure. One more time. Let's go again. Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Steve Quayle's home tonight? Will you touch him right now, Lord? Let him know it's you and give him a full measure of your medical miracles and restore him back to health. Remove whatever sickness is from his body. Get rid of it, Lord, and restore him. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. And another one tonight, Lord Jesus, let's just touch the good servants of yours, the Noonamakers, and may you go to Debbie, and may you just, Lord, give her a medical miracle with regard to her heart, and give them both the medical miracles that they need. And Lord Jesus, they're such a blessing. They're coming back, and they've come back to the United States. Lord Jesus, will you give them blessing, and will you give them both medical miracles? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to Jarhead and Trey, and it's something that I would just say, Lord Jesus, will you touch Jarhead and Trey? Will you give them medical miracles, Lord Jesus, as well? And there's so many people. I'll think of some more here tonight. I mean, it's just so many to talk about. Anyway, I'm just hearing a lot of information from massive pushback from law enforcement, especially the unions across the country, in regards to the vaccine mandates. Police chiefs and sheriffs are either ignoring or outright speaking against mandate. It's an awesome example of nullification. And I know that out in California, the L.A. County Sheriff said he wasn't going to enforce the mandates, because if he did, he would lose 800 deputies, and most of them the senior deputies. And this is just being said, that federal intervention into local law enforcement is very, really probably on the way. Expect federal grant money will dry up quickly, and then that way they'll get Herr Hinkelgruber, Meyer, Finsterwald, Sturmbannfuhrer of the NORTHCOM, Van Hinkle, Binkle, Stubernfire, Fuhrer of the NORTHCOM will then have to go in. But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is just an interesting thing and a pushback, and boy, it really is. And I know that Seattle, they're now telling you don't call 911 because there ain't going to be anybody there unless it's a detective coming. There won't be many people in the squad cars to come on time. So therefore, I'm going to read it to you. All right, because it's just a key thing, you know. It's just key to what everybody's got or should have on their minds. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And not only that, let's just go right now to the Declaration of Independence and read this thing one more time. Just read it to you one more time, because this is the first law of the land. This is what formed our nation, okay? This is what formed the nation called Little U, United. Big S, States of America, each state being its own country or an amalgamation of countries, okay? So I bought this at Thomas Jefferson's home, which, of course, now Thomas Jefferson has been canceled. And I guess de Blasio's removed his bust from the city hall or whatever in New York City that's been there since somebody donated it you know, maybe 150 years ago or something like that. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends. Well, let me read this. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Let me just say this to all the sheriffs out there and the deputies and the police chiefs and the police. You better be siding with the people. You better be siding with the people, because that's how you're going to be on the correct side, okay? That is how, and however you do that. An enforcement of these draconian Red China Joe mandates, dictates. They're not laws. Mask mandates are not laws. Mandated vaccines are not laws, okay? Not laws. So it is such that you had better, and many of you already have, take up allegiance with the people. And like Greg Evenson used to say, to be peace officers instead of law enforcement officers, peace officers, keep the peace. Make sure the cowboys don't shoot each other too much in the, you know, in the streets, you know, let the people alone, leave them alone. Don't grind them. Because I'm going to tell you what, the time for grinding is going to be over real quick. And the craziness and the wildness and the lawlessness already has begun. But I'm going to tell you what, little Ray Ray with his $100 haircut on TV is not going to make any big case for law enforcement when Ray Ray and his FBI conspired with the director, Comey, the assistant director, you know, McCabe, with Strzok, Page, all of them, Orr, all the people in the Justice Department, Rosenstein, okay, all of these people, they all conspired to do a coup d'etat against a duly elected sitting in president, Donald Trump. So I'm going to tell you what, you're going to reap what you sow on that kind of crap. And now you want to go, Ray Ray, you want to go down and attack, you know, the parents? You want to go down and attack the parents? And the big example you all cited was the guy in Loudoun County who's wrestling with the police department or the sheriff's deputies there, and they get into it pretty good, and he's holding forth with about three of them at least, and then they finally have to get him down and punch him a bit and all of that. But the fact is, that man was there to protest at the thing righteously because his daughter, who was a freshman in high school, was repeatedly raped, sodomized, and you know what, every which way or the other, by some kind of a guy in a skirt who identifies as bisexual, who was in the woman's bathroom and raped her. And then after they arrest this guy, this trans guy in the bag of, you know, BAT69XYZ43759, rapist, sodomizer, and scumbag, after they arrest him, they sent him to another high school, and he does it to another girl there. So this father is trying to stand up for his daughter, okay? And instead they arrest him and then make it a big thing, and that's what they make it. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Take your kids out of the public school one way or the other. I don't care if you got school at home. If you teach them at night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. after you get off work and then let them sleep in the day, I don't care. Figure out some kind of way. Get the small people, you know, who you've got the homeschooling in the neighborhood who have, what do they call it, the pod or, you know, whatever, of people. Figure out some kind of way. You get them out of the clutches of these scumbag public schools. And there's good school teachers, don't get me wrong. But the system is not good. The teachers' unions are not good, okay? And what they're doing is destroying and indoctrinating your children into all of these weirdo lifestyles, into all of the stuff that's forbidden by several books in the Bible. And indoctrinated into communism and socialism. And if you're white, you're a racist. If you're black, you're a victim. If you're red Chinese, I don't know. If you're Chinese, oh, I don't know. If you're Native American, well, then that's debatable too. It's just all up in the air. And most of the Latinos or Hispanic people, they want to make a living. They want to go to the church. They want their children to grow up and have an excellent lifestyle and to go to school and to college and to get all the things, get a good job, or start a business. Well, that doesn't happen. You know, that doesn't happen if you, oh, pobrecito, you know, pobrecito. Doesn't happen. One quarter of African Americans are riches you can't believe, okay? One half are in what I would say a middle class. One quarter are in poverty. But I'm going to tell you what, you can go out into rural areas where there hasn't been many jobs, and you can see poverty in a lot of different respects of any color. But I would remind all of them about what Martin Luther King had to say. You know, don't judge them by the color of their skin, but by the character or the of their heart and the what their deeds are instead of the color of the skin. And when you go to do that now, that's wrong now too, because if you're white, you're racist. All right? Well, they can just buy, you know, the Italians have a word, buy, you know, all of that. They have the word and the gesture. Because I'm going to tell you what, I follow the Lord Jesus. I follow the true CIC. And I will tell you, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. That's Lucifer. That's the devil. That's Satan, whatever you're going to call him. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. And he shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Okay, you see. Lord Jesus is going to send his angels, man. I'm going to tell you, these are not sissies. These angels are tough. Because I've seen them. I've seen Michael and Gabriel. And I've heard the angelic voices and song in their realm. And they are not sitting there looking like little baby, the ones you see at the cutesy store, the little baby cherubs. No, the cherubim are strong, big, you know. Archangels are something to behold, and I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And for all that's going on, I'd like to see you, what you're going to do to 200 Navy SEALs. And let's figure out how many air controllers. And let's figure out how many recon Marines, okay, and Raider Marines, and regular Marines like colonels, okay? Let's figure all of that out. And how many people from Delta, okay? How many people from the other special ops that are just sitting out there and don't exist? How many of them do you think you're going to be able to force to take a jab they don't want to take? And I'm going to reach out to them, and I'm going to tell you. What they're developing now, they're developing the robot dogs. They're developing the robot Atlas, which is basically the Terminator, okay? These robo dogs, they've now mounted the 6.5mm Creedmoor rifle on top of them. And they're apparently deployed at Tyndall Air Force Base. Well, all that's fine and good, but they're not deploying them to make sure the Red Chinese keep out of the United States Air Force or Space Force and stuff. Because Red China Joe's already given them all that, don't you know? Obama, the Joker Tut, the Lizard, he's already given them all of the stealth and the space stuff years ago. Bill Clinton gave them all the stuff years ago, and during Clinton's era, they also gave them, access to Lawrence Livermore and all the stuff. You will also find back in that time that all of the patents, of all the U.S. patents, were given to the Red Chinese on DVDs or CD-ROMs, okay? You'll also find that all of our weapons development stuff back then at Los Alamos and Sandia and all those places, all the most top secret weapons designs and nukes and other stuff and lasers and flash guns and, electromagnetic weapons and all kinds of pulse weapons and particle beams and all that stuff was given to Red China, all right? And if you recall, the head of security at Los Alamos was Chinese. He was, from a good West Coast university and all that. But then when they started looking into the stuff, and all of a sudden there was a forest fire. Remember the forest fire around Los Alamos and all of that? And then they had to evacuate Los Alamos and those areas pretty much. And then all of a sudden, all of these stuff, these plans for all this weaponry, which have been kept inside a secret room, in a locked room that entered you into another room that was locked, that had a safe that was locked, and inside the safe was another safe that was locked. That kind of a security, okay? 4 or 5 level security, the whole bit. Well, lo and behold, all that stuff went missing. Those DVD, CD-ROMs went missing. Well, and don't you know, they couldn't find them. They started looking. Well, they, you know what they did? They turned up. Somebody had dropped them behind the Xerox machine or the whatever it is, the copy machine. Suppose it was an IBM or a Xerox, whatever it was. Oh, so they found them, you know. All that stuff went. George Herbert Walker Bush, who had been an ambassador to China, and his family owned businesses there in Shanghai, and his brother was a part owner of the Shanghai Country Club. And of course, he was CIA, and he was the ambassador when Nixon went over there and opened up China, you see. So the heck of a deal is here now. You got Red China Joe has progressed on, and he took $1.45 billion through his kid, allegedly. But now they're starting to get it on TV even. Even the talking heads are starting to get it a little bit. And Joe Rogan ate Sanjay Gupta's lunch, if you haven't seen that. Look at the Joe Rogan interview with Sanjay Gupta of CNN. He ate Sanjay Gupta's lunch, okay? I mean, he made him say mate, you know? He made him cry uncle, all right? But here's the deal. The power that is ongoing behind this movement against Americans and against other people in other parts of the world to destroy the United States and the life we had and all of the stuff and the stuff that's ongoing in Western Europe to destroy that too. This is the New World Order. This is the stuff that Albert Pike talked about. This is Third World War stuff. Must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati and between the political Zionists and leaders of the Islamic world, and the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, this is what Albert Pike is saying, to Giuseppe Mazzini in, what, 1871? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. They have a playbook, people. Oh, this is play, you know, 2021, okay? Only they called it Playbook 210 when all of them met there in New York, the Rockefellers and Bill Gates and Soros and all this one, that one, and the other EIEOs met. And then the first thing Joe Biden talked about was the dark winter. There's going to be a dark winter. You just remember all that? And then the other day, Joe Biden says, who cares, man? How long it takes, whether it's 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks, we're going to get the job done. He just told you right there, they're instituting the New World Order of Lucifer on to the United States and in the world. Well, let me go back to Pike. That Islam and the Muslim Arabic world and the political Zionists of the State of Israel mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, Pike says, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting down to Ordo Ab Cao, which at the 33rd degree is up there, and you look up, and there's a picture of Albert Pike up above, and Ordo Ab Cao is the motto of the 33rd degree. And I was looking at Pope John Paul I, who was murdered, you see. Oh, he died in his apartment. He was murdered. You know, he died. He was killed on the 33rd day of him being John Paul I. And you remember that was after the Vatican banking scandal, which is somewhat told in Godfather 3 of the movie, somewhat. Michele Sidonia. And then the Swiss banker, okay. Sidonia was an Italian mafia guy, and then the Swiss banker. And were playing around with the Vatican bank money and shuffling money here, there, and the other. Lost billions. Well, anyway, that guy, the banker, was hanged. His mouth, I believe, stuffed with money. Hanged upside down, the upside down hanging man from the bridge in London, from Blackfriars Bridge. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a worldwide Luciferian at the highest levels. They worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer. They tell you, well, Palisade, say what Pike said, morals and dogma. Tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer, the Lightbringer. That's what Pike wrote in his book. And it might be an opportune time as somebody who works against those darkness, the powers of darkness. I guess Brother Russ Dizdar, maybe, and his wife are sick with the COVID. Very interesting. Lord Jesus, will you go to them right now? Will you go to Brother Russ, and will you go to his wife? Will you touch them and provide them medical miracles? Will you provide them medical miracles and restore them back to health and full function? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. You see, this is getting to be a pattern here, ain't it? Sort of getting to be a pattern, isn't it? Because we're coming down to the time when the tares are going to get cut and thrown in the fire. So the tares don't like that, so they're going to come after you. What's Lord Jesus have to say? Oh, I've read all this to you so many times, and that's why I keep reading it to you, is because Lord Jesus told me to keep working on the scriptures he gave me to teach you until everybody could figure out what they really were. All right? You see, here it is. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And there shall, but then he says in verse 18, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, didn't he just tell you in the red letters that some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and that ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake? But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. You see, you're going to see stuff that comes on the planet, and if you go down and read it, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. That's pretty big, when the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your hearts, for your redemption draweth nigh. You see, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day comes upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. As a snare, it's going to come upon them. And watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, I'll tell you, the Bible is kind of interesting, isn't it? Don't you think we ought to read it more? And I know, old Hawk, you should get some new passages, you see, because the people might be tired of them. Well, Lord Jesus ain't tired of them, and they're his words, and that's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm here to do. We've got financial problems. We've got the supply chain problems. All of this is by design. This is chaos. I'm going to tell you what. You better get your food, your water purification, filtration, your storage equipment. You better find you an old shack or a trailer or something out on Hillbilly Road. Either that, or you better make your way to the top of your apartment building, or to the sub-basement of the basement that's got a side door for getting out of there, okay? And you better put your stuff in the hidey hole and get the ready. Because what's going to happen is going to be so bad, men's hearts are going to fail them, you see. All of the stuff that's being talked about is coming to pass right now. You think this is going to be the last plague? The COVID is the last thing they're going to release? Oh, no. Look what they've already done. They released what? They released West Nile virus, didn't they? They released Lyme disease, didn't they? Oh. Well, didn't you know that the guy who used to be a Nazi scientist was given charge years ago over the Plum Island, which was a animal research facility island, you see, for veterinarian things, right? So before it was the pangolin and the bat woman and all that stuff, it was the Nazi, the horses, the cows, and the ticks and the mosquitoes and all of the means of spreading it. And then now we also, back in those days, we released all kind of viruses, bacteriological sprays and stuff, and chemical sprays all over the United States. You know that tunnel there in West Virginia? You go through the big tunnel in the Carolina and the West Virginia, that area? They released stuff into that tunnel back in the day. They released all the bug spray stuff from St. Louis on up into Illinois and all over the place. They had the fogging trucks. Shoot, man, they've been playing this biological game. I mean, you read the book Mary's Monkey, okay? And you read about Tulane University and the studies down there and how this brilliant research Dr. Mary, okay? And how she was murdered because she had found out that they had simian virus 40, which had been tweaked with nuclear, bombarded with nuclear, with radiation to tweak it, that simian virus 40 was in the Salk vaccines. We had then a whole spread of years of cancer. And then they had to come back and say, oh, you got the shot? Well, we got a new shot here now. And then after that new shot, then they also had a sugar cube that had the pink liquid on it. You had to go up. Back in those days, I remember we went up to City Hall in a small town in Illinois. Went up to City Hall, and everybody had to take the sugar cube, you see, and chew it up and eat it and swallow it. Then I remember all the smallpox vaccines. And then you got them once when you were young, and then a lot of people, they gave them again back in the 60s with the new zap gun, the pow, 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 the electric gun. And I thought about that electric gun. How many people did they shoot in the arm with that same needle on the electric gun just because it was an electric gun, you know? It was like rapid-fire machine gun vaccinations. Well, I learned about it then. Then back, I remember during the swine flu, my mother got Guillain-Barré and almost died. Syndrome. She almost died. She was in the hospital for a long time. Thank the Lord Jesus that she was able to get out of there. But I'm going to tell you what. Put on the full armor of God, you see. First thing, let's do this. Why not repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and then ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior? And let him start to wash you clean. Let him start to make you into something better. Let him start to stand you up if he needs you. Let him use you and stand you where he wants to place you, on the battlefield or on the chessboard. If you crave sanctuary, true sanctuary for your family, ask him for it. Listen to what he answers and has to say. You see, a lot of people pray, but they don't listen for the answer if you're asking a question. And he's busy. Sometimes it don't come within 30 seconds. You say, whoop, he didn't answer my prayer. To heck with that. All right? Forget about it. Lord Jesus is real, is really real, really, 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 really real. Our Father in heaven gave him his only begotten Son and gave him down onto the planet. And put him through all of that stuff so he could wash your sins away with his blood. The best deal in town. Take advantage of it. It's the best deal in town. You're sitting out there. Let's say you're in a tar patch. Let's say you're in a tar patch. You got orders to go kill Christians. Oh, yeah, they got them. They got guys, you know, you hear the phrase, well, we don't care. They just tell us which doors to kick down. We'll let God sort it out, you know? It's above my pay grade. I just go in and kill them. Bop, bop, bop. Well, all the bases, all the stuff. And I'm going to tell you, no matter how far you are, how backslid you are, Lord Jesus, if you come to him sincerely, oh, and you may not immediately get like sweetness and light, but he's going to start to wash you clean. Some people got really dirty windows on the old factory building, you know, and you got to wash them 3, 4, 5 times to get that junk off of there. Maybe even you got to wash them, 30 or 40 or 50 times, you know. Or maybe you're sitting out there like, I know one old guy, they say he had 871 faces, you know. He started out just a regular country boy, you know. He probably still alive, probably still fit in the uniform. For whatever reason, you're sitting out there, take advantage of what the Lord Jesus tells you about. Go to John 14. Read it. Read all the other things. Because he'll tell you something. Lord Jesus will give you power and dominion over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the devil. So, if you get any of these COVID relief funds, I just see this now. It's, somebody sent it to me. Naturalnews.com. Under Biden from Beijing, Red China Joe. COVID relief funds distributed to cities and states require full compliance with Biden-vax mandates. Counties can use money to bankrupt and replace local businesses. This is going to get really wild, ladies and gentlemen. And I know some good people that are out there and who are deputy sheriffs or police. A few feds. There's probably a few feds that I know of that they don't think I know who they are, but I do know who they are. That seem to be listeners. All right? You better not go against the stuff here, because I'm going to tell you. You're going to start seeing when they turn on the frequency and all these people that have been vaccinated, they turn on their frequency. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, you're going to start seeing people drop dead. But you know what? Some are going to say that this is part of the second coming, you see. Because what Lucifer wants to do is to have that blood sacrifice, and they'll twist it and say, those mean, unvaxxed Christians are the ones that did it. But you see, they won't necessarily tell you exactly all of that. They will say, oh, this must be, with all these millions of people dying, this must be the second coming, and these are the people who are being raptured. Oh, you see how they're going to tell you that. And there's going to be great deception. There's going to be all kind of, and that's already started. Strong delusion is coming, and it's on us. Because there's a little hydra in the vax, in the spike jab. And after the spike jab stacks up your red blood cells like red gumdrops from the old, concession stand at the local theater, or either the gumdrops or the gummies or whatever they were. Remember the red ones? If you squeeze those together, it looks like those red blood cells you see in some of these videos about the blood problem, where you get the German doctor in the blood, the red blood cells. Two or three different doctors have talked about it, all about it. And then they see you have then this hydra, this little bug, this little microorganism that's alive. Looks like a little shrimp or something floating in there. And that thing is what's also apparently in coral. and in jellyfish, which regenerate themselves. The coral then keeps regenerating, all right? So if you have the red blood cells stuck all together, then the coral forms a jail-like matrix over them. Now we have a new, apparently, a new entity also in this stuff that apparently is made from boron and aluminum and one other metal of some sort. And I think about the Sigourney Weaver, the Alien movie, where that life form that's all metallic looking with the teeth and the rah, you know, pops out of the guy's chest and grows into the big alien. It wasn't a carbon-based life form. Silicon-based in that case, but it could be aluminum, boron, and who knows what else. But this thing has now got a spike or a paw or a spike claw on the end of it, and it's a microorganism. But it's alive. So you've got the jail that the Hydra has built, the maze-like, matrix-like jail over the red blood cells, which then they're all clotted up. Then the spiked new alien can come in there and like eat the red blood cells, you see. Or peck them out and make you bleed. And you have then a what? A hemorrhagic type disease or fever. Or first of all, you have the blood clots. All right. Then let's say they do something else and they give you a frequency. Bring, and then that hits throughout that matrix, which is being created by the thing that's alive, and then it also hits the pegylated lipids, PEGYLATED, pegylated lipids or fats, which contain the graphene oxide. The graphene oxide is a poison that in that lipid pouch, the spike bag, you know, that can hold a bioelectric charge if the frequencies come in and change the bioelectric charge to a positive frequency. Then allegedly, according to Karen Kingston, who was a researcher in the pharmaceutical world who used to work for Pfizer and who read all the documents provided to the United States, China, the EU, and other countries, Japan and other countries, provided by Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and all these people, that she talks about a company in Red China called Pegylated Sinopeg, who makes pegylated lipids. Sino, S-I-N-O-P-E-G, peg. And they create the lipids. You don't think this is all planned crap? I'm going to tell you what, you better get your full armor of God on. And then put your own body armor on. And if you don't have it, you better get it. And the prices ain't going to come down. This thing is going to roll. And you need to be thinking about creating your own supply cabinet, your own general store, your own military supply depot, your own black market, you understand, because there's going to be trade goods, too, that you're going to need to trade to get other things you're going to need. So you're going to have to figure that out. And you're going to have firearms and a lot of ammunition. And things like if your fish tank goes bad and you need fish antibiotics, where there is no doctor and Nurse Amy comes in to help the doc that's there, according to them, that might be real good, according to others, and others who have used them over the years. Those are going to be like gold because the drugs are mostly being made in Red China. Oh, yeah. You got compounding pharmacies, but just go and try to get at your regular pharmacy. Try and get ivermectin pills. You can't get them. Try and get hydroxychloroquine. You can't get them. Very few states can you get that in. And then now the doctors, board of doctors, physicians boards, are hunting the doctors that are telling you the truth. They're hunting all these people, the good doctors who are on. And I guess there's one on tonight on Hagman. all right? But they're hunting all these doctors to try to do what? To take them out, destroy them, to kill them, to do whatever, to get it to shut up so that you are being forced to take the jab so that Lucifer the Lightbringer gets a chance to steal your soul. In your patience, possess ye your souls. That's what Lord Jesus told you. He also told you in Matthew 24 that he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. I can't yell it from the housetops loud enough. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. It's most needed and welcome, believe me. It's most needed and wanted. Because that's how I stick in the game. And I've told you what's happened to me recently, too. But I didn't go to the hospital because I knew that they might kill me in the hospital. And that's why I'm spending so much time praying for Brother Quayle, because I would hope that somebody prays for me, too, you know? If you got Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever it is, ounce of silver, 10th ounce gold, whatever it is, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I will try to stay in the game as long as the Lord Jesus allows me to and wants me and needs me here. But at some point in time, I'm going to tell you, when they come for you, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, you know. Just don't do it. And these robots, I am going to tell you what. You could look at the Terminator movies with the various ones with how they worked against the first Terminator robot, then how the Terminator robot comes back and they work against the guy who's a Quicksilver robot. They already got that stuff too, by the way. That Quicksilver guy, you know? And you work on all of that and you see that you need heavy ordnance. And I liken this also to a certain degree, you've got to have heavy ordnance, but you also, what I think might work, if you've got the electromagnetic type weaponry of some sort, and perhaps some of the Navy SEALs, the 200 SEALs, can come out with that stuff, perhaps some of the MMB who are still on this planet and didn't go off planet, but are now sublimated in other, let's say mixed group, mixed force, special operations, above top secret ultra black groups. So some of you have used these electromagnetic weapons, flash guns, pulse weapons, different stuff like that. There's ways of taking out the brain box of the robot. And I'm going to tell you what, if you want to do something, you might want to infiltrate into that stuff and find out all about it, you see. Because if you're going to have to face these darn things, they're going to come and hunt Christians. They got the snipper. It's just like the giants that are coming back. It's just like the fallen angels who are also giants who then laid with earth women, according to Brother Quayle in Genesis 6. Go get the book Giants. Get Steve's Genesis 6 Giants books. Show them to your children and make them understand what's going to come upon this planet and why you need to be able to understand they're coming and this kind of stuff's coming. Because these giants, remember how David, there was a real giant, Goliath? He came from the city of Gath. And he had brothers, remember, and a father or whatever, and they were giants. Well, they came from Gath. Well, where's Gath? They were Philistines, weren't they? They were from Palestine, that part of Palestine, and there's still a village of Gath. You understand why there is such a corruption of spirit and stuff there, and why there's such enmity, and why the Israelis, why the Israelites still fight against that spirit. So, when you've got giants, then I'm also reminding me also of the robots and of the large robots of a dream, a certain dream that somebody had who was a teacher. She lived in the Colorado, I believe, in the Rocky Mountains there. I know she was, but I'm not going to necessarily say it because it doesn't make any difference at this point, because you got stuff hunting you now, you see. You got the FBI hunting mothers and fathers at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. You got preachers being arrested. Look up in Canada, what's happening up there. All of this stuff, you see. It's coming down, and it's going to be so wild, weasel, you ain't going to believe it. But you can't get caught watching the paint dry. You got to get activated right now. But anyway, in this dream, there were these guys in robots, like they were men who were running the robot stuff, and they were coming down the road, you see, after these teachers who were in a school bus. School bus gets pulled off to the side of the road, and the robots are coming. Well, you know what? All of a sudden, some guys on some motorcycles or motorbikes with a steel cable wire encircle and snare the legs of the robots and bring them to the ground, and then they kill them at that point and kill the brain box and get the servo motors. A lot of people ask me about this stuff. I think a Peterbilt with an armored cow catcher and an armored cab, or a garbage truck, or a dump truck armored up, or a school bus with the front armored up like Dirty Harry, or like not Dirty Harry, but like Clint Eastwood had with all the armor on it. I think you'd get a Peterbilt and ram one of them dogs, or an Atlas at about 100 miles an hour, might take them out of function for a while. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Keep China busy. Keep the enemy from the Lord Jesus busy. Bury them. Destroy their supply lines. Pending a reason I know it's pretty. Picky the fool, picky.